Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me. I've got a great call planned for you. The call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. You can also ask a question or to share a win by emailing me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. You can also email me at rickc@ericlofholm.com. A great place to be on the internet during the call is out on Facebook, and you can join me out at facebook.com/groups/sales.tech.program. And where I say dot, that's just a period. So sales, period, tech, period, program. You can also add your Facebook groups to your favorites on Facebook. So just hover over the group name and look to the left. You'll see a little pencil icon. Click on that and click add to favorites. And that way it'll be appear at the top of your Facebook page rather than having to go dig around for it during these calls. By the way, the Facebook group is a secret. And so if you click on the link and go out there and it tells you that there's nothing there or you can't access it, it's probably because you're not added to, as a member to the group. In order to be added as a member, you need to add me as a friend on Facebook. So go to facebook.com/RickSCooper, facebook.com/RACKSSAMCOOPER. Click to add me as a friend and then send me a private message to say, hey, add me to the group, and I'll get you added to the group. You can also access the audio recordings of our program out on the web. Go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/sales-technology-archives. We'll be setting up a website soon, and we'll have move the archives over there. But since this is a brand new program, each week as we go through it, I'll be adding the calls up onto the page, so you'll be able to go out and access them after the call. I got last week's up, I think, within 1 or 2 days after the event. So just check back a couple days later, and you can go listen to the recording and download it. I'll have the MP3 file. You can download it or click and listen to it online in most cases. And the Sales Technology Training Program is a 90-day program that's designed to help you learn strategies to generate leads and earn sales online. Many of you that are in the program are also students of Eric Lofholm. I'm a student of Eric Lofholm. I've been working with Eric Lofholm for many years. I've held a number of roles in his company and also partnered and joint ventured with Eric as well. So a lot of the teachings that I provide are in alignment with what he teaches, and they're strategies to leverage technology tools to increase sales. There are 12 modules of content, and today we're going to be talking about opt-in pages. But before we get started, I wanted to let you know that I have an upcoming event that's coming up on Friday, and that event is focused on 10 strategies or techniques that will allow you to leverage technology tools. And if you'd like to register for that call, let me give you the date and time. It's going to be on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, and I'll give you a website address where you can go to and register. And this would be a great one to invite your friends to. So if you have somebody that you think might benefit from this information, it's a free call. They can go out and register and sign up. And I'll share this link out in the Facebook group as well. The webpage is socialmediaoutcomes.com/tech-tools. socialmediaoutcomes.com/tech-tools. So I'll just say free teleseminar to leverage technology, and then share that out in the group. There it is. So it's out there. And make sure that you go out there and you post your takeaways, what you're learning on the webinar, on the call today. And a little bit later, you can also ask your questions, and I'll go through and respond to your questions while we go through the content from the webinar as well. One other quick announcement. Directly after this call, I have another radio interview, and so you're welcome to join in on that. I'll be a guest again this week on The Power of Transformation with Mary Beth Prim and Ha Tran. And so tonight I'll be talking about sales technology. So I'll talk about the kind of the broader conversation of integration of sales and technology. And I'll post the link out for that in the group later on to where you can go out and listen to the call online. All right, let's dive right into our content for today. Today we're talking about opt-in pages. So first of all, what is an opt-in page? An opt-in page is a web page where people can opt into your website. And there are many different ways that you can do an opt-in. You can have a website and then have an opt-in on it. But an opt-in page specifically, or another name for it, is a squeeze page or a landing page or a lead capture page. It's just simply a web page. It's a standalone web page where people can go out, fill out their information, and then opt in. So we'll talk about during this webinar how to create one. We'll talk about why somebody would want to opt in. You know, how can you motivate them or entice them to want to opt in? We'll talk about some strategies behind that. But first of all, let's talk first about some of the mechanics of having an opt-in page. So obviously, to have an opt-in page, you need the ability to have people to opt in. So what are they opting into? Good question. They're opting into your email marketing system. They're opting into your email marketing system. So you need some kind of a system that will allow you to create a web form to embed on a web page. So a web form is another term for an opt-in form. And the way it works is it's actually going to give you the HTML code. It'll give you the HTML code. You copy and paste that, put it onto the web page, and then that will make the form appear on the page. And then people fill out the form on the page, and then that information is automatically transferred or transmitted over into the email marketing system. And in the process of that, then it opts them in to your email list, so now they can receive email messages on an ongoing basis. So this is one of the core pieces, and this is where a lot of people, they're missing this step. They don't have an email marketing system in place, or they don't have a good one or one that's going to work effectively for the strategy. And I'm a firm believer in having multiple lead generation systems. Jay Abraham, the master marketer, said you need multiple lead generation systems. So it's not good enough just to say, oh, good, I've got one opt-in, you know, let me stop there. I have over 300 opt-in pages, and I remembered recently I need to go through and update my biography or my bio on each one of those pages, because I have some new books that I've written. I'm up to 5 books now. I have spell out my relationship with Eric Lofholm and working as the head of the technology division. So I've got some updates I need to make. And so that's over 300 pages. I have to go and update that out on the web. So I'm not really looking forward to that. I'll just kind of tackle it a little bit at a time. You know, probably get the more important ones first. But that's something to think about is, number one, you need to know where those web pages are as you're creating multiple lead generation systems. And so you can go back and update those when needed. So what is a web form and how to use it on an opt-in page? Well, again, a web form, really, it's just HTML code. Everything that's on a website, ultimately, it comes down to HTML code. There's other code that can be on a website, PHP code and other things. But by and large, most web pages that you're going to have, they're going to have a certain amount of HTML code. And so your email marketing system should allow you to create a form. And you create the form on the fly, meaning you do it in the moment. You go through and you select what fields that you want on the form, because you can choose what fields you want. Maybe you just want email address. That's the most basic information you can get in order to opt somebody in. Maybe you want first name and email. Maybe you want first name, last name, and email. Maybe you want to add phone number in there too. Some people will add address in there periodically. So think about what information that you want to collect and then use that to create the web form. That'll create the HTML code, and then you can copy and paste that onto your site. So why have people opt in at all? What's the big deal about opting in? Well, opt-ins are all about permission marketing. It's getting somebody's permission to market to them. You're going to be far more effective in what you need to do to accomplish your results if you have somebody's permission to market to them. So do you have a permission-based marketing strategy? Are you trying to get permission to market to people? If you're not doing that, then you're missing out on an opportunity, because people are going to be much more excited to get information from you if you have their permission. So what do you need to be able to do in order to get their permission? Well, first of all, on an opt-in page, it needs to be clear that what they're doing is actually opting in. And so in most cases, what you're essentially offering on an opt-in page is some kind of a resource, some kind of information that they'll be interested in getting. And by doing that, then then they'll want to go out and opt in. And I think the easiest way probably to explain this is actually give you an example. So let me give you a web page where you can go out to. I have a free report on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. 33 simple strategies to build your email list. So let me give you the website address. It is socialmediaoutcomes.com. socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email, and that's with the number 33 email. So free report at, and then I'll share that right on the in the Facebook group, so you can go out there and check that out. And what's nice about that is that gives you an opportunity to see how an opt-in page is set up. Because you want to be able to, get resources that are going to help you to learn, and you need to know how to model these strategies for others as well. Okay, I'm looking out in the Facebook group. Let's set a goal for the number of comments for today. We've got about 16 so far, so you guys are doing pretty good. But let's set the goal for 50. Let's shoot for 50 today. So as we go through the call, go ahead and type in your takeaways as we go through. And then also, if you have a question, go ahead and write that down as well. Add that to the group, and then I'll check those coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. All right. So the reason to have people opt in is for permission marketing. And the other thing you want to think about is what happens when somebody opts in. That's a good question. You want to think about the customer experience. What is the customer experience when somebody opts in? I've opted in for a lot of things, and what I found in a lot of cases, a good portion of the time, people will just they'll give you a message that says something like, "Thanks for requesting the information. You'll receive an email. Click on the link to do whatever." And it's not very exciting because when I opt in, I'm kind of hoping I get something right away. I don't want to have to go to my email. I get a lot of emails, and then I have to go dig around and look for the right email to find whatever it is I was looking for. And the reason that they're doing that is they want you to double opt in. So one of the distinctions in opting in or permission-based marketing is that there's a single opt-in and then also a double opt-in. A single opt-in means they just enter their information and that's it. They're on the list. Double opt-in means that the system will send out an email message, and in order to add them to the list, the person has to click on the link. The problem with it is just exactly what I described, is that a lot of people get these messages and they never open them up. They're overwhelmed and overloaded with email. I have multiple email addresses, so I'm constantly bouncing back and forth. So by the time I actually make it out to a specific email account where I've subscribed to something, then I might not notice that email, or it might be a while, and then I forget that I opted in to receive it. So it's a missed opportunity. Number one, if they don't double opt in, if they don't click on the link, then they're not on the email list. So they don't get the information. And it's a little bit different from system to system. In some cases, you can see the information in there. You can see the lead. They're just not opted into the system. In other cases, it will, like MailChimp, you won't even get the lead. It won't even show up in your system at all. So you won't even know which ones that you missed out on. So it's in the right system. For what I use a one shopping cart, and that works very well for me based on my needs. You always want to pick a system that works for your needs. Eric Lofholm uses Infusionsoft, and that works well for his needs. There are many other different systems that are out there. So where should you put your opt-in page? Good question. There's a lot of different places that you can put an opt-in page. A simple example would be on your website. So you might have a main website where you have your business information, and people can go out there to your website. Your website could also include a blog. In addition to that, you can also have opt-in pages. So the website address that I gave you earlier for my free report on 33 simple strategies to build your email list, that one is at socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email. So that's on my main website. But what's interesting about that is that it's actually a different version of WordPress than my main site. So if you go out to my main site, which is socialmediaoutcomes.com, and type that in, what you'll notice is that it forwards you to socialmediaoutcomes.com/go. So I have two different versions of WordPress on my site. One is where I host my main site, and that would be at /go. That would be the folder on the internet. And then the other one is just Social Media Outcomes, and that's where I host my opt-in pages and also my sales pages. So it's important to know the structure of the website, where you're going to put things, and how you're going to set it up. Now, in a lot of cases, some people will have a standalone web page, which means that they might say something like, getmorebusiness.com or something like that. And you go out there, and then it has an opt-in page. So they get a domain, and then they just put one opt-in page out there. So you can use that approach as well. Obviously, if you put it just on your own website, you don't have to buy an additional domain. And that's one of the reasons that I have mine set up the way it is that I have them off of there. The reason that somebody would want to have it on a separate domain is if they don't want people to know about their business. They just want to have a standalone web page and for people to go out there, or that they want a short website address to give people. You have to think about how you're going to be using your opt-in page. How are you going to be sharing it? And in a moment, I'll share with you six specific ways to get more visitors out to your opt-in page. But one of the ways that you might get people to your page is by telling people, either over the phone or on a teleseminar or on a webinar or even at a live event. You might say the website address. So obviously, the shorter the website address, the better. The easier it is to listen to and write down and understand, the better. So anything where you're having to do, .com/, it just adds on more to it. So just be careful about that. If you're telling people it and they don't understand what you're saying, they're not going to get out to the page to opt in. By the way, you can also create shortcuts. You can also use bit.ly.com or tinyurl.com to create shortcuts. That can help if you have a really long website address. So that's something to look for as well. All right, let me pop out to the Facebook page real quick. I just want to see if folks are posting their takeaways. I see Angie is posting a couple of them, so I'll come back there in a few minutes and read that. If you haven't had an opportunity to share your takeaways, what you're learning from the call, go ahead and do that. That creates the opportunity for shared learning. And our goal again today is to have 50 comments. Looks like we're up to about 18 right now, so keep going. Keep adding comments out to the page. All right. So another place where you can put an opt-in page is on somebody else's website. And many people would have never thought to do this. But you can put an opt-in page on somebody else's website. And you might think, well, doesn't that mean if I put it on their website that it's going to go into their email account? No. Because remember that the opt-in is based on the opt-in form, and the opt-in form comes from your email marketing system. So they could put up a web page, you could provide the web form, and then when people fill out the form, it opts them into your email system. So that might be another option as well. And that might be useful in certain joint venture cases to be able to do something like that. How do you entice someone to opt in? Good question. Well, obviously, you have to give people a compelling reason. Why would they want to opt in? And in the online marketing world, that's all focused on providing information. People want information. People want answers. People want solutions. People have problems. They want to solve those problems. So you, as the marketer, as the solution provider, can provide them with a solution. You can provide answers. Here's a couple quick examples of things that you can create. You could create a free report. You could create an audio program. You could create a video. You could have them register for a live teleseminar or webinar or a live event or a recorded webinar for that matter. You could have some other kind of free resource that you create. You could have a checklist, a list of resources. There's a whole lot of things that you could turn into a PDF file and you could make it available for an opt-in. You could have multiple offers as a reason to opt in. So think about what you can create and what you can offer that would give people a reason to want to opt in. And that can be a very effective strategy. So let me share with you how to get more people out to your page. So let's assume for the moment that you have an opt-in page. And why don't we do this? I know for some of you in the group, you already have an opt-in page. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a moment? I want you to go out to the Facebook group, and I want you to share your opt-in page. And that way you guys will see some different examples of how people have set up opt-in pages. So take a moment, go out there, and post that. And I'll go ahead and read those coming up here in about 6 minutes or so. In the meantime, let me go ahead and share some ideas with you. Now, before I do that, I want to share one more idea, which has to do with using pop-up ads. So should you ever use a pop-up ad? What other types of pop-up related ads are there? Well, there are pop-ups, but there are also pop-behinds. It's like normally a pop-up, you see when you go to a website, you're there for maybe 10 seconds, and then suddenly this opt-in box appears on the screen and invites you to opt in to receive a resource. That would be a pop-up ad. So in general, the consensus is that most people don't like pop-up ads. They find them annoying. However, on the other hand, the consensus seems to be that the strategy works. So I think the question would be, is it a good strategy for you? How do you implement it? Is it just on the home page? Is it on multiple pages? So think about how you can incorporate or whether you would want to use a pop-up ad. And it could be that you experiment with it for a period of time. There's nothing to say that you have to use it on an ongoing basis. You could experiment with it for a period of time and see what the results are. So the fact is that people go to websites all the time, and oftentimes they don't return. So if you want to get their information in order to follow up with them, then you want to do everything possible to have them opt in up front. So it's probably a risk worth taking. A pop-behind ad, instead of popping up in front of the browser, appears behind it. And oftentimes you won't see a pop-behind until you actually close out your browser. And then you see it right there on the screen. So it's a little bit different strategy. The pop-up is coming up while you're on the site. You're thinking about it. You might not see a pop-behind ad for maybe an hour or two, and you might have forgotten what site you went to. So it's a different strategy around the pop-behind ad. There are also other types of opt-in offers on websites. You could just embed the form directly on the page. You could include it after a blog post or at the end of a blog page. You could include a banner ad, like a little image, where people could click and it would take them out to an opt-in page. That's another strategy that's popular. And many more. So there are many other ways that you could be able to leverage an opt-in page or get opt-ins. Oh, another one is a tool called ultimatefooter.com. Ultimatefooter.com. When you go to a website, the footer will rise up from the bottom with a specific offer. So it's real low-key, not as annoying as a pop-up ad, and some people will respond to that as well. All right, so let me share 6 ways to get traffic to your opt-in page. This is how to get more people there. So once you have an opt-in page set up, you can use your blog. So with your blog, you've got multiple ways to get people out to an opt-in page. You could write a blog post, and then you could talk about the free offer that you have on your opt-in page, and then include a link for people to go out there. You can have an opt-in form directly at the end of the blog post for people to opt in. So you would mention the free offer and then include the opt-in form directly there. In some cases, there are plugins that you can install that will add a form like that below a blog post, or even before a blog post for that matter. So you've got some flexibility. You can have different offers in different places or different pages, and that can be effective. And as I mentioned, you can also have a banner ad that people could click and go out to an opt-in page. You can also use social media. You can use social media to share blog posts that would have an opt-in offer there. You could share your opt-in offer directly out on social media. Periodically, I'll post a message, something like, want to learn how to leverage social media to grow your business? Download my free report on 10 ways to monetize social media. go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/10ways. It's the number 10WAYS. People click on that and then can go out and get access to that free report. You can also use joint venture partners. Do you know somebody who might be willing to share your free offer? Once you have an opt-in page set up, develop a strategy to leverage joint venture partners. Reach out and ask them to help. Ask them to share. Another strategy is social bookmarking sites. You can use a tool like Delicious, which is a social bookmarking site. The thing about, see, normally with bookmarks, you can see your own bookmarks, but other people can't see them. But with social bookmarking, you add a bookmark, and not only can you see it, but other people can see it as well. So it becomes a marketing tool. You can bookmark things on your own website or on your opt-in pages, and then other people can see that and respond to it as well. So social bookmarking can be an effective way. You can also use Craigslist and other websites. There are many different websites out there that allow you to post a message on the site. So Craigslist allows you to post ads. So you could have an ad and you could mention your free offer and encourage people to go out there. And with everything that you do online, you have to have a strategy behind it. You have to think, you know, what would cause somebody to open this? And you don't want to just spam Craigslist and put your message all over the place. You have to find a place that's going to be relevant. So you want to think about how to use that strategy. But one simple idea would be you could set up a class. And so you would you can promote or invite people to a class on Craigslist. And in that posting about the class, you could also mention your free report or your free audio or your free video and then encourage people to click to go out and get access to it. So you'd have two ways you could generate leads. You'd either have them go out and get that free resource, or you could have them click to register for that event, whether it's a teleseminar or webinar or something else. A final strategy, number six, way to get traffic to an opt-in page is event marketing. Event marketing, and I just gave you one strategy through Craigslist to do that, but let me give you another one. You can use Facebook events. So Facebook allows you to create events, and you can invite people to the event. So in the event marketing, you could share a free offer. And just recently, I was hosting a webinar, and I went out there a couple days before the webinar, and I said, hey, I've got a free report on this topic. Click here to go get it. And then I shared it right there on the Facebook event. And so that gave people an opportunity to click and go check it out. That's a good thing to do. If you're having a live event, you want to keep people thinking about the topic, what you're going to be talking about. So by giving them a free resource, it allows them to get something in the meantime to consume and get more excited about wanting to learn from you. So event marketing can be a great strategy. So one of the components to an opt-in page is copy. Copy refers to words that are persuasive and influential, or copywriting. Another component of an opt-in page are the graphics. So you'll probably want to add some type of a graphics to your page. If you go out to the webpage that I gave you earlier, socialmediaoutcomes.com/33email, you'll see a couple graphics on there. At the very top of the page, you'll see a banner. So a banner is just an image at the top of the page. It personally brands me. It has my picture. It says Rick Cooper, Online Marketing Expert. The other image you'll see there is the report itself. I have an image that I had a graphic designer create to show the actual report. And the actual report is a PDF file. But I can have a visual created of the report, so it increases the it makes it more tangible to people. Instead of just, you know, having to imagine what it is, they see this image and it creates more desire for it. Oh, wow, look at that. That's exciting. I want to read that. So the graphics can play an important role. And that's a piece that people are often missing as they're implementing their opt-in strategies. All right, I've got a couple more ideas to share, but we're at the bottom of the hour, so I want to pop out into the Facebook group and start reading some of the comments there. So you can continue to share takeaways, but you can also ask your questions as well. So Janice says, hello from New Jersey. Thanks for being here, Janice. Sherry says, I'm in Aurora, Colorado, 225 Say 225 divides me from Denver. Angie says, Angie checking in from the Black Hills. Sherry says, we can see Cherry Creek Reservoir from our deck. There's a conversation going on about where she is in Colorado. Carolyn says, oh, Aurora, I lived in Wheat Ridge, and then Coral Creek Canyon, et cetera, et cetera. Sherry says, yes, we enjoy a beautiful view. Got lots of conversation on locations. Let's see. Tom says, good afternoon, Rick and group. Let's see. Let me jump down here. Here we go. Sherry says, Rick Cooper, based on your recommendation from last week, I updated my Facebook photo. Caused quite a conversation amongst my Facebook friends. Ah, interesting. Well, share a little more. What was the conversation about? In fact, if you want to share your post, and I'm looking at your page. Let me just pull it up here right now. I don't know what I can't remember what your photo was from before, but let me see if I can find. Let me see if I can look at your profile photos on your page. The picture that you've got there, it looks really nice. That's a good photo. Let me see if I can find the one you had from before. But yeah, that can be important. And you can also change your photo periodically. It's been a while since I changed mine. I kind of rotate through a couple different photos. But, you know, sometimes your photo becomes a little bit of white noise, meaning as people are looking at it, they stop paying attention to it. Okay. Oh, yeah, here we go. So, now I think I might know why. Because I think the photo you had before was you and, I'm assuming your husband. It says Peter with wife Sherry. And so it looks like you switched to just a photo of you. So, is that what the nature of the conversation was? Why you took down the photo of you and your husband and just put you? So, that's interesting. But, yeah, that's a great photo because that thumbnail image is going to be really good now because I could see your face much better in the thumbnail image. So, I think that's great. I think that's a great photo of you. And, so good job. That's a success. Tom says, hi, Carolyn. I shared my report out earlier there if you want to go grab it and also see the webpage there, the opt-in page. Angie says, model strategies. Yeah, model what other people are doing. And hopefully some other folks are sharing their opt-in pages to so you can go out and check it out as well. Angie says, what is the customer experience when someone opts in? Oh, yeah, I didn't finish my thought on that. So, so two things. When somebody opts in, what I do is I send them to a success page, and I give them immediate access to whatever they ask for. Number one, I don't use a double opt-in strategy. I use a single opt-in. So when people opt into my list, they're opted in. I don't make them go and click on a link. Now, there is a reason why you would want to have people double opt-in, and the reason is that through most email marketing systems, the server they use to send out email messages is different depending on whether people single opted in or double opted in. And so what they'll do is they'll divide up the emails, like when you go to send out an email, they'll divide it up, and the single opt-ins will come from one server, and the double opt-ins will come from another server. The server that they typically use for double opt-ins is going to be more reliable, and not so much that it's going to go out, but that it's coming from a server that is considered more reliable, and therefore it's less likely to be flagged as spam. So the value of double opting in, having somebody double opt in, is that it increases the likelihood that your message is going to make it through and not be perceived as spam. So that's a little tip for you. By the way, depending on the system, even if people single opt in, you might still be able to send out an email message and have them click to double opt in. So it pays to do a little bit of research around your system and see what's available. Carolyn says, I don't have an opt-in page per se, but you can opt in from my website. Which is CarolynCJJones.com. And she includes a link there on the in the Facebook group. And she says, you'll get a 3-video set regarding how to find forgiveness. Great. Thanks for sharing that, CJ. Angie says, how do you entice people to opt in? Provide valuable information. You are a solution provider. Use free reports, audios. She put PDG, but I think you meant PDF, which are PDF files. And then teleseminars and webinars. So great job. Great share there, Angie. Janice said, one of my opt-in offers is janice.alcavivastory.com. So you can go check that out from Janice. CJ says, takeaway, can offer a free report, a video, an audio program, can opt in for a live event or a teleseminar. Yeah, you know, to me, online marketing is fun. I love implementing different strategies. I love using sales technology tools to be able to increase results. So you want to think about what tools that you can implement that that will help you to increase results. Let's see. Carol says, the email I got said the class was on Wednesday, February 5th at the same hour. Sorry, I missed it. That's weird. I'm not sure which email that would have been. Let me just double check the email that went out last week. Here we go. So last week's email, the subject line said February 4th. The first line of it said Tuesday, February 4th at 4 p.m. Pacific. I did send out a reminder email or a follow-up email. Let me see what that says. That says referring to February 4th call, and then it has the link. Then it mentioned the next call, Tuesday, February 11th, which is today. So, Carol, if you want to forward that email to me, I'm not sure what email you're referring to. Let me pull up today's email. The subject line says February 11th, and then the first line in the email says Tuesday, February 11th. So I'm not sure where the February 5th came from, but if you want to send that to me, I will take a look at it. You can email that to me at rickc@ericlaufholm.com, rickc@ericlaufholm.com. We have a Rick C and a Rick V in the office. When I worked for Eric before, I was just rick@ericlaufholm.com, but now you have to remember the C when you put it in there. So let's see. And then Real points out that it is also recorded and available on the archive site, and you should have received the email with the archive link. Thank you for sharing that, Real. And, okay, I'm going to do a refresh on the page, see if we have any other comments coming in. Oh, Tony says, Tony Carter says, looking forward to another day of golden nuggets. Awesome. Thanks for being here. Looks like we're up to about 32 comments. Our goal today is 50. And let's see if we can press through and get that. We'll probably wrap up the call about 5 minutes early. Again, I've got the radio show that's coming up today. And let me see if I can find the link for you, and I will share it out in the group. So while you go out and post some questions out there, I'll get the – here's the link. Let's see. Actually, that's last week's link. You need this week's link. So while I'm pulling that up, let me give you another tip here. So one of the things you can do on an opt-in page is you can add a video. Video is becoming much more popular online. Video is a great strategy to implement for digital you, which is reproducing yourself online. So you can create online videos, and one of the videos you can create is a short video you can have on an opt-in page. So for an opt-in page, I would recommend keeping it under 30 seconds. Like if you're just doing a YouTube video, I would do 2 to 3 minutes, but on an opt-in page, people they're going to have a shorter attention span, and it's really more of a promotion. It's not a content building. It's just talking about why that they would want to opt in. So you want to keep that to under 30 seconds. And probably best to do it as a video where people see you on the video, and in fact, you should probably play the video automatically when they go to the page, although some people just like to have them select to do that. So that's an option there. And, you know, make sure you smile. Make sure that you're energetic while you're communicating. That's going to get people connected with you and the value of what you have to offer. Okay. Let me see if we have any other posts on the page. Looking it up now. Let's see. Okay, Carolyn says, takeaway. Oh, actually, I already read that one. Tom says, opt-in page, and includes a link to his page, yoursuccessandwealth.com/wealth. Excellent. CJ says, can include an opt-in at the end of a blog. Yeah, you put an opt-in right after a blog post. See, you can add a hyperlink just about anywhere online. Really, the question isn't so much what you're opting, you know, offering for people to opt in for, it's how you offer it. Are you giving them a compelling reason to want to go out there? So make sure that you're adding value, that you're encouraging them to take action. Okay, here we go. I found the link. Nope. Still working on it. Okay, let's see. Angie says, Rick sharing 6 ways to get traffic to your opt-in page. Excellent. Tom says, another opt-in page. And then he includes a link there, livecompanyoverview.com/trholtis. Thanks for sharing that one, Tom. Angie says, blog, banner ad, social media, JV partners, social bookmarking sites, Craigslist ads, event marketing, such as Facebook events, and share free offer. Good. Those are all great ways to drive traffic. Tom gives, opt-in page correction. He must have given misspelled a word there. Angie says, components of an opt-in page, copy and graphics. Yeah, those are, you know, kind of basic elements. I mean, there's actually, let me take a moment. Let me break it down a little bit more for you related to an opt-in page. There's really several main components to an opt-in page. So first of all, on an opt-in page, you can have a banner, but a banner is optional. Some have banners, some don't. The purpose of the banner really is to have something graphical at the top, position you as an expert, grab their attention, increase the professionalism, give them a comfort level to want to read further. The most important component of an opt-in page, besides the actual opt-in box itself, is the headline, because it's the headline that helps to grab attention and encourage them to want to take action. So on my opt-in page that I shared earlier, it says, get instant access now to a free report from online marketing expert Rick Cooper and learn how to quickly and easily build your email list. So I like headlines with one sentence. It's kind of a long run-on sentence. That tends to work better than trying to fit in multiple sentences into a headline. So you kind of have to write it in a way to where it flows well. And there are 3 components to a headline. There's the pre-headline, the main headline, and the sub-headline. The main headline is what's in the middle and usually is in the largest print. And I also like to use red as a color to grab attention. The pre-headline would appear above the main headline. Oftentimes I'll use that to identify who the audience is. I might say something like, attention, sales professionals, small business owners, and network marketers, or public speakers and coaches, or something like that. So it just depends on what the specific offer is. And then the subheadline, which appears below the main headline, usually is just supporting it in some way. So I use that in a number of different ways. On this particular page, it says, complete the form now to receive your copy of this timely and valuable report. And by the way, you can also test your different offers from time to time. You can do split tests and see which one pulls better, which one gives the best results, and that can help you in the process. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to grab the link for this radio show and share it out in the group while you're adding more questions here. So I'll say radio show at 5 p.m. Pacific. You can click and go get the details for that. All right, looking for a few other comments here. Tom says, I finally got it right after he posted like 5 times. And by the way, when you share your links, what I typically do is I'll type it in, make sure it goes to the page, and then copy that link rather than trying to just type it out. I found that works best. That way you know it went to the right place. You can copy it and then share that. CJ said, don't people get irritated when they go to your website and can only access it through an opt-in page? Yeah, I'm not a big fan of doing that. I've seen that in some cases where people put an opt-in up front and then you have to opt in order to get to the main website. It works for promotions, like if you're doing a contest or something like that. And then the main website is available after the opt-in, so that might be a specific time when that's acceptable. But, in general, I would not make your website have to be accessible through an opt-in. Angie says, tip, add video, digital you, under 30 seconds. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and I was going through the formula for the lead capture page. So banner, the three different types of headlines, the copy, which are the words that are persuasive and influential. So one of the components of the copy I like to include is a list of bullet points, which are really benefits. So on this one it says, here's what you'll learn in the report. Tips to leverage social media to grow your email list. Proven online marketing strategies for list building. Hot techniques to use mobile or SMS to generate leads. How to use events to get leads. Strategies to attract your ideal customers using freebies. And so there are certain keywords that I will typically use in mine, like tips, how to, strategies, techniques. Those are all things that I use from page to page. I just follow a simple formula when I set things up. You know, I don't try to make everything that I do be absolutely unique. And so I follow formulas that I've used in the past. I find that to be a simple strategy to implement. You can certainly be more creative in your approach to doing things if you want to. Then I also recommend that you put your photo and your bio on the page. People want to know who it is that is making the offer. And I'm surprised at how many people miss this. They don't put their photo and their bio on the page. I think it's a missed opportunity for branding. It's also a missed opportunity to convince people that you're an expert in this particular area and they should be listening to you. And, of course, the last main area of an opt-in page is the opt-in box. And you can put the opt-in box at the top. You can put the opt-in box in the middle. You can put the opt-in box at the bottom. And I've seen opt-in forms all over the place on forms. You could even put your opt-in form twice on the page. Okay. So we're going to wrap in about 5 minutes here. Let me go back out to the page and do a refresh. And, again, I shared the link out to the radio show a moment ago. All right, waiting for it to refresh. Okay, here we go. Wow. Okay, wow, we're up to 58. Or no, 38. Okay, 38. So we got 12 to go here. So keep moving. Keep posting. Let's see. Carolyn, or CJ, says, hang on, where'd it go? Oh, she said, great idea on the Craigslist. She says, pre-headline, main headline, and middle and larger print sub-headline supports the main headline. Carolyn says, after headlines, add a list of benefits. Yeah, a list of benefits is always good to have on there. Great job for sharing that. Okay, any other comments? Any other questions? Go ahead and post it out in the group. Angie says, add a photo in your bio for additional branding and connection. Yeah, it's great for building trust and rapport. So make sure that you're implementing some strategies to build trust and rapport and give people an opportunity to give them a reason to want to opt in. Very powerful. All right. Let me share one more idea, and then I'll look for a couple more questions here in a moment. All right. Best practices for an opt-in page. Well, you know, I think this is just I'll just give you my thoughts around it, which are to look at what other people are doing. So you don't always know what people are doing that's getting results, but you do have you can make some assumptions, and you might also know people who are popular or successful. And so that might give you a sense of, you know, oh, here's what they're doing. I trust what they're doing, so I want to implement that. You know, an example would be Eric Laufham. So you might say, oh, I like how Eric is doing this. I know Eric generates a lot of leads, so what he must be doing, what he's doing must be working. So you can make some assumptions about that and then use that as an opportunity to be able to boost your results by modeling that strategy. So think about who you can model that's going to allow you to increase your results. And, you know, really it all comes down to experimentation. I mean, at a certain point, you just have to bite the bullet and do it. You have to just go ahead and take the action and see if you get the result. Because the fact of the matter is, oftentimes you don't necessarily know. You don't know what result that you're going to get. And until you begin to take action, until you begin to see what the results are, until you begin to optimize what you're doing, you don't necessarily know whether you're going to get the results that you want. So take the time to experiment. And, you know, really, the free offer itself, that's one of the key components here. Like when I shared that that report earlier, did you think to yourself, oh, I want that. I want 33 simple strategies to build my email list. Well, that's because I spent a lot of time thinking about that. What is a good offer that people are going to want? What's going to encourage people to take action? And when you know what that is, then you can get into action to be able to share that. So start thinking about, what is it that you can do? What is it that you can offer? What can you create that's going to be able to give you the results that you want? And, you know, ultimately, it comes down to creating content. To have a good, free, compelling offer that people want, you need to have good content. So what kind of content do people want? What are they interested in hearing? What are they interested in learning? Take time to understand what it is that people are interested in and then provide them that information, provide them those tools, provide them those resources, and then get the word out there. Spread the word. Pass it along. Get people interested. Okay, so let me go back to the page and I'll look for any final questions. Looks like we've got a few more here. CJ says, great tips today, Rick. Thanks. Janice said, took lots of notes tonight, Rick. Thank you so much. I'm really enjoying this training with you. Blessings to you. Thanks, Janice. Thanks for being on the call today. Angie says, take action, experiment to see if you get the results that you want. Absolutely. Very good. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up the call. Feel free to jump on the radio show. I shared the link out in the group. It's you can go out to blogtalkradio.com/powerhour with Ha and MB, or just click on the link. I also shared it on my personal Facebook page and also out on Twitter. You can go to twitter.com/RickCooper, find the link there. Join in the interview, 5 p.m. Pacific, coming right up. So thanks again for joining me. Join me back next week. We've got another great topic coming up for next week. I'll have the recording posted within the next 2 days so you can get access to it online and listen there. So thanks for joining me. Have a great week and God bless.